I remember the story back in the end of July, July the 21st, the story of 74-year-old Stu Tunningley. He was out picking up garbage at the side of the road on Shannon Lake Road, volunteer, wearing his bright yellow vest with the big X on it. Hopefully never saw it coming. Hopefully never saw the pickup truck that was about to mow him down as the driver at the wheel of the pickup truck lost his attention to the road. And the 34-year-old man went off the road on a curve and didn't have control of his vehicle and hit Stu Tunningley off on the shoulder of the roadway. Stu Tunningley was taken to Kelowna General, but he was pronounced dead on arrival. I didn't see the rest of the story, which was the funeral on the 28th of July. It was a packed house at the Anglican church over there in West Kelowna. As a matter of fact, there were so many people, there was no more room in the church, and people stood outside and people stood around the church as they listened and strained to hear the good words that were being spoken about this rather beautiful man who at 74 years of age was still giving back to his community. Paul Hergott is a lawyer who specializes in accidents and accident claims, picked up on Stu Tunningley's story. Wrote a couple of very powerful columns in the Kelowna Capital News as he wrote about the need for legislative change in this province to something called the Wrongful Death Act. Paul Hergott joins me this morning. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Phil.
You and I talked last night and you said, Phil, no, I never met Stu Tunningley, but I have some sense that you have a snapshot that is much larger about this man because of all the people who've talked about him to you and with you about this rather special 74-year-old.
That's right, Phil. I was one of those people in the standing room only area of the areas of the church. I heard a representative of his Lions Club speak about his good work that he did with that organization. I heard members of his church who spoke of the good works that he did for the church. He was a truly a beautiful man who gave very much of himself, and his loss is very acutely felt by the West Side community.
You know, and let's face it, you know, anyone's death. You know, I mean, but some deaths somehow seem to be more poignant, more emotional. They connect with us stronger. You also, in the columns that you wrote, have taken time to express some sympathy or feeling for the 74-year-old who was at the wheel of the pickup truck that day that struck down Stu Tunningley.
Right, the young man, actually, that was driving the pickup truck, and really... Yeah, this death is particularly poignant. It's poignant for a couple of reasons. One is it's a fellow, a beautiful fellow who was actually serving his community at the time that he was killed, picking up garbage on a Adopt the Road campaign. So that in the if he hadn't been so generous, if he hadn't been so giving of himself, he would not have died that day because he would not have been on the road as the target of this pickup truck. And then on the other hand, it was an entirely avoidable death. There was absolutely no reason whatsoever for that pickup truck to leave the road except for a lack of responsibility, a lack of taking responsibility of the driver. But the sympathy that I think would be perhaps better for this driver is that he's not alone. He is not unique. He's not really a villain here. I see him as a symptom that our society has, for whatever reason, has lost its sense of how serious a responsibility it is to pilot those several thousand pounds of steel that are going through our streets.
Yeah, we all have a tendency to get in there. We still mess with our cell phones if we believe all those statistics. We put on makeup looking in the rearview mirror as we go forward down the road. Some people have been seen with bowls of cereal balancing with their elbows on the wheel and eating. We love to have our little mini pooches sitting in our lap looking out the window. We're not really paying attention to the process of driving that vehicle.
We're not, and quite frankly, the pooches and the cell phones and the bowls of cereal and the eyeliner are I think a relatively small part of it. There's just a general perception that it really doesn't matter. Our vehicles are now set up with seat belts and airbags that it seems as though crashes happen on a daily basis. They're reported by our news media as being minor. Well, the crash is not minor, but injuries are minor. People walk out of cars, and the reporting is that, oh, suffered minor injuries. So-and-so was taken to the hospital, released the next day with minor injuries. And they're minor because there isn't blood spurting out of their heads. There aren't fractures. It's just, and I say just in quotes, it's just soft tissue injury, which is the kind of injury that can lead people to chronic pain. And if there's a greater public awareness of how serious every single crash is, I think that would help in reducing crashes.
Right. Paul Hergott from Hergott Law. Paul, listen, you're having a public action meeting or place, gathering. I've got about 15, 20 seconds here. What are you doing on Sunday?
Excellent. On Sunday, we're going to remember Stu at the site of his death on Shannon Lake Road outside of Crystal Springs. We're also going to raise awareness to the fact that in British Columbia, the law says that the loss of life, unless there's financial loss, is really of no value for compensation. So if my five-year-old is mowed down, in fact, I get no compensation for my loss because, in fact, my five-year-old is a cost to me instead of a financial benefit.
All right. 2 to 2:30, Shannon Lake Road at 1850 Shannon Lake Road in West Kelowna. 2 to 2:30 on Sunday.